by a famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam paraphrases the Gemara's in the Maseches of Shana at the end of the first parak about the notion of the Gimel Sfam and Avtochim and the Tzaddikim and the Rishon and Beinonim, and the Rambam extends it to individuals and communities in the world, etc. And then the Rambam depicts what's going on during the Maseches of Tshuva, that the Beinonim are Tuli and Vaimdim, and everything depends upon reaching to the category of Yitzadik. Since they're Benini forever. So something's going to have to happen. It's going to have to shift to either into the category of Yitzadik or into the category of a Rasha. So what has to change? So the Pashas is again, at least according to Ram's understanding, is it's a number game. The only problem is that we have no idea what the numbers are. That's what Ram says. Don't try to count up the numbers because, you know, don't think, well, I put a tool today, but then I killed somebody, so they even out. It doesn't exactly work that way. That different mitzvahs, different averas have different cheshbonos, and no human being is capable of making any of these din v'cheshbon. The Baruch Hu knows what the cheshbon is all about. But at the end of the day, it is numbers. At the end of the day, it is a question of who has rov zechus, who has rov averas. The Rambam says that for this reason, during the Seder Mitzvah, we try very, very hard to put ourselves over the top a little bit. So we try to do things that we would not normally do because we're so nervous. We said, rightfully so, we want to make sure that we end up being in the Sifriyat Tzaddikim. So that's what the Rambam quotes the meaning of saying Slichos during the Seder Mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't quote the meaning of saying before Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Tshuva as the meaning of saying Slichos during the Seder Mitzvah. The Rambam writes that the reason for saying Slichos during the Seder Mitzvah is also as a way of chopping around extra mitzvahs. That means we daven every morning, so daven for half hour every morning, so now you daven for another half hour, another 10 minutes, another 20 minutes, another 15 minutes, depending where your slichos were. So you daven a little bit more slichos, so that's an extra zchus. That's how the Rambam seems to present it, that where these are one of the examples of things that we're trying to chop around whatever little extra zchus we can. So the stomach learning is the best thing to do. I'm talking to Kulam, so it makes more sense to learn more during this assessment. Some people get so busy trying to figure out whether the pizza is pasta shawl or not, and trying to figure out whether the sickles are not, so they forget about the ikka mitzvah, so they try to learn. That's it. Those are things you should try to be doing as much as you can. But the Rambam has a comment in Hilchos Tshuva where he discusses the significance of the Yisrael Sinai Tshuva. So the Rambam writes in Hashem Baruch Hu, gives you a chance to be Chayitza B'Tshuva. And if a person is not Chayitza B'Tshuva during the Yisrael Sinai Tshuva, then it's over. So then he blew it, and then he ends up in the wrong place. And the question is, what did the Rambam mean by that? The Rambam says that if a person is not crazy of a tshuva, the Rambam says the tshuva, so it's all over. Why is it over? That's one of error. Okay, so there's a mitzvah to the tshuva. So he didn't do tshuva. Okay, that's a strike one. He didn't do tshuva. But he put on tefillin, and he's wearing tzitzis, and he's giving tzedakah, and he's doing chesed, and he's learning Torah, and he's davening, he's doing a million other things. So that one of error they did, let's say, would the Rambam say that if a guy misses my kriya shma, the third day of says the tshuva, it's all over? No, the Rambam say, if a guy spoke one word of Lashon Hara during the Seder Mitzvah, the whole thing is over. No, I would never say that. That's not correct. That's not true. I wouldn't say that. So what did the Rambam say that after the Tshuva, during the Seder Mitzvah, was just, it's all over? Why does that make it all over? See, force one mitzvah, say one mitzvah down. There's a famous beer that's given from Mabitzalot, it's called the name of the Mabitzalot, the Salanta, who says that the Rambam is referring to as follows, that Rambam says that we don't have the capabilities to measure which mitzvahs are connected, which are they. Partially, we don't have the kelim. We have no idea how to do the math. So Ritzler said that tshuva is a mitzvah. It's one of the tiny mitzvahs. And the emphasis that tshuva is a mitzvah all year long. The opening Rambam of Hilchos Tshuva says nothing about a seder tshuva. He doesn't start talking about a seder tshuva until two brachim later. So the Rambam says the perish. Rambam says tshuva is the akra. If a person knows they did something wrong, so they have to chaz b'tshuva in the middle of a chadish kiss them also. Wait for Yom Kippur, chaz b'tshuva is a mitzvah tshuva. 24/7 is a mitzvah tshuva. Elovat, they mentioned tshuva during the seder tshuva. The Rambam is explicit. That's what Gemara says. That's the whole concern, the whole tradition that we have, the whole concept of the seder tshuva. That these are the quotes of the seder tshuva for a reason, because tshuva is easier during the day. Special gift of tshuva. That's what the Rambam writes. That's why Yom Kippur, you can't lose the opportunity to do tshuva. It's about to end. The whole says the tshuva is coming to an end, and the guy's still sleeping on Yom Kippur. That's a terrible, terrible thing. It's Kate's Tzlich Mechil Yisrael. So, of course, you have to be Chayz B'tshuva. So, Ritzel explained that if a person doesn't do tshuva in the middle of a Chedesh Kislev, okay, it's like he forgot to put on tefillin that day. It's a terrible thing. The world's not going to come to an end. He forgot to say Kriya Shema, okay, he came to say it 2 minutes late, okay, so he lost 2 minutes of limit of time. It's terrible. again, the world's not going to come to an end for a little bit of mitzvah here and there. However, the person that faces the tshuva there and says the tshuva, it's much more profound than that. It's not just that you're not doing a mitzvah tshuva. It's that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you a golden opportunity and you close the door. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu's gift, it's such a bizayim to the Bamshon, it's such a sign of ingratitude to Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's giving you the gift of tshuva and you're not availing yourself to a bit. In the shine, in the dark, the golden rachet, the degree of severity of that chutzpah, that lack of presentation of the shvach, that is going to be the reversal of the same yeshiva of the civil planning, not the values of it. There's no way to describe the degree of that chetz as a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah kabbalah to offset that. So you can put on tefillin, you can wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam Goldman, you can give $1 million of tzedakah, you can finish all the shas. I say there's nothing that could possibly offset that degree of lack of encouragement to the tshuva during the assessment of the person not to take it, not to think that's important to make some corrections. Doesn't at least take the effort, a little bit of something, try to see what he can possibly fix up, try to be a little bit of tshuva. So then there's nothing to talk about. Well, I don't remember whether the Ritzel himself said this. Others say this, that this is the pshat of the psukim, the difference between parashas A and parashas Nitzavim. That there are two parashas, that are a few parashas apart, that are almost identical, but then they radically break off. A nesat v'chayom bracha klala, and then later on in parashas Nitzavim, A nesat v'chayom sachay v'esatam v'matzamam v'esarah. In parashas A, so a life of Torah is described as a bracha, and in parashas Nitzavim, so a life of Torah is described as chayim, and a life of chayt is described as mavis. What's the difference? In one place it's a bracha and kol, bracha and kol, not so bad. Bracha and kol, you're okay. Some people like brachas, you can call here and there, and the world is not going to come to an end. But chayim and mavis is much more serious. What? Why the harsh tone? Why everything changed so radically? So again, whether it's himself said this, others added on to this and said that, is a big difference. Parshas Rei was in the middle of the summer. I the guys in the mountains, he's in camp, you know. This part of it, Sufa Shor didn't say. He's relaxed a little bit, you know. Kodesh Baruch says, by the way, you should do mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are a good thing. It's a big bracha to do mitzvahs. And, you know, you're going to get a slap in the face, a little slap in the wrist. It's going to be a klala. What happens in Parshas Nitzavim, so Kodesh Baruch was b'chadish to Parshas Nitzavim, the Parshas of Tshuva. V'shavtas Hashem l'kecha ki ha-mitzvah. So Kodesh Baruch was b'chadish to the opportunity for Tshuva. Once the opportunity for tshuva is there, and a person doesn't avail himself of it, so then what was at one time a klala now becomes mavis. The chet has been magnified so many times over. So tshuva is a wonderful opportunity, but it carries with it a very, very hefty price tag. Because it's such a wonderful opportunity, so then there's a huge problem for the person who doesn't take advantage of it. Hashem, you have a wonderful, wonderful gift that Rav gave us, it says in the tshuva, a time to grab a little bit more mitzvahs, grab a little bit more zechiyos, and try to correct some of the things that we've done wrong during the year, and try to make a little bit of cheshbon, things that maybe we should be making the cheshbon all the time, but you know, we're not so good all the time, so we try our best, at least for a couple of days a year, to make a little bit more of a din cheshbon, try to how each and every one of us can correct ourselves. So that's the ikar advarim, that's the ikar of these days. Is to try to chop around whatever mitzvahs we can, to try to make more and more and more. We mechazik ourselves in our learning, in our davening, in our chesed, and all the b'ram mechaveir, with everything we can possibly do, and to try to make some realistic calculation about how we could possibly correct ourselves a little bit more and take our Baruch Hashem a little bit to the next level. So hopefully that's close. So these will be very, very productive days. So we have a few of us, whoever left, have to hold down the fort. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll have a hopefully regular Seder time, and regular Shia. I think guys, turn off this one. At this point, I think the